USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Parliament Tuesday, pleading for more help as Russia continues to violently attack her neighbor. The defiant president quotes some of Winston Churchill's World War II address to the UK nation.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
After Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. As the way we work continues to change and we move towards a new normal, access to effective learning and development opportunities remains top of mind for today's workforce. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy, Bank of America's global learning and professional development organization for employees.
As many of us navigate new job descriptions, adapt to changing priorities and shifting demands, and contemplate what's next for our careers, it's more important than ever to prioritize personal growth and development. At Bank of America, lifelong learning is a part of our culture. By offering immersive learning experiences and personalized guidance and mentorship, we're focused on giving employees the skills and knowledge they need to achieve their goals and be successful in their jobs, both now and in the future.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit bankofamerica.com/careers.
More companies are suspending operations over Russia's violent war in Ukraine. Overnight, Yum Brands, that owns KFC and Pizza Hut, announced suspended operations. A couple of companies staying include Caterpillar, John Deere, Hilton, and Papa John's. Tim Berg has more.
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. Around 84% of McDonald's Russian locations are owned by the company. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
44 million South Koreans head to the polls to elect the country's next president today. They have seen it all, surprises, scandals, and smear campaigns. The winner of the election will face deepening inequity and surging housing prices. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden's claims Tuesday that his administration has not limited domestic oil production are not true, according to Representative Pete Sessions, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax after President Biden announced a ban on Russian oil imports.
They want to get from our bitter enemies their energy rather than taking care of what's necessary here. So how far out of Texas the president and Democrats? They should today go back and build the XL pipeline, because so what if it's some months away from completion? We need to start. The Russian problem is here, and we're going to need to help take care of Europe with our exports, which we can easily do.
Super Bowl champion and sports commentator Troy Aikman says he's releasing a new ultra-healthy beer line that he claims will shake up the industry. And when he set out to create a new line of suds, he says he wanted to make sure it matched his healthy lifestyle. He's calling it Hate. The Environmental Protection Agency is set to release millions of genetically altered mosquitoes that are seeking to ward off their natural disease-causing offspring. They're to be released soon in Florida and California. Developed by biotechnology company Oxitec, the altered mosquitoes are genetically modified so that males, which do not bite, are released into the wild with females that do bite. The resulting offspring will never survive to reach maturity, the company claims. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.